Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now. Trending now.
Trending about right now. Box office over the weekend. Wow, how about Garfield movie finally hits the number one slot. Way to go, Garfield. The Garfield movie was number one with $14 million. Number two was If, yeah. Three was Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy rounding out the top five. Very slow weekend again at the box office, but they say that'll all change, of course, coming this weekend when we got the release of, hey, you know it, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Yeah, looking forward to that one. But congratulations to the Garfield movie, at least making some noise and doing its thing. Not mad.
Trending now.
Trending about right now. Well, Steve Miller thanked Eminem for sampling his song Abracadabra in his new single, Houdini. Yeah, Eminem dropped that on Friday. By the way, dropped it and broke a lot of records, totally. People definitely downloading it. Steve Miller, who did the original Abracadabra, says, to be included in your process feels good while I'm still singing and playing the music I love. I'm honored. So, yeah, Eminem threw down some Abracadabra, and he was honored about it. And why not? Because it does taste pretty cool.
Sweet songs. Thank you, Steve Miller Band.
Oh my gosh, we were Abracadabra. I want to reach out and grab ya.
Wow.
Not mad at that. So yeah, Steve Miller did, of course, recognize that that happened over the weekend, and he was like, I'm actually honored. Thanks. That's pretty cool.
You know, I wish more artists would do that.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear, somebody sample them and they start a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what? Okay, well, we haven't heard your song in ages, but cool.
Good to know Steve Miller is all about the new Eminem song. So
awesome.
Thumbs up on that one, yeah.
Trending now.
Well, in case you haven't heard, J-Lo canceled her summer tour.
Dang it.
Done, gone. Okay, so initially it was said that her tour wasn't doing well. It was not selling tickets. She was going across the nation.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people were saying she needs to cancel this thing because ticket sales are super low. Well,
true.
That's not exactly why she claims that she is canceling her summer tour. She says she needs to spend more time with her children, family, and close friends.
Oh, so in other words, ticket sales are bad.
Stop.
Okay, I got it.
Be nice.
I got it, sure.
She says she's completely heartsick and devastated, but it was absolutely necessary. But yeah, just like we said, there was plenty of talk that poor ticket sales were at least partially to blame. But obviously, you know, the rumors are swirling that she and Ben Affleck are headed for divorce. And on that note, Ben and Jen have been spending a lot of time together lately. On Thursday, they attended Ben's eldest daughter, Violet's graduation. And over the weekend, they were spotted in Santa Monica with Ben's mom, reportedly headed to little Violet's graduation party. So, yeah, she's supposed to. Also, how about this? I also heard a rumor that she and Leah Remini, who had a falling out right before Ben and Jen got married, because Leah claims that Ben was selfish and not the right man for her. She voiced her, you know, her opinion, put her two cents to her bestie J-Lo, and J-Lo did not invite her to the wedding, and they've been estranged since. Although, now sources are saying these two are on the verge of making up.
Coming back together.
Yeah.
Maybe because Ben is out of the picture.
Oh, possibly.
And now best friend comes back in.
She's needing a shoulder to cry on, be like, hey, I told you so, and J-Lo can say, you were right.
Who knows? Lots of drama in J-Lo's world right now.
Thank you.
You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa. Hey, you bucking on.
Nothing.
Who's about to lose their job? Well, here's part of a press conference from Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah, H-Town.
It's Quinnell X talking about a woman who posted several videos of herself stripping while on the job at a school. Not good. Not good. And of course, he is, he's here and he's pretty much doing a press conference about it and saying that, you know, this is just disgraceful and that she's got to go. You know, it's like,
we got a teacher in the classroom on school hours, stripping down butt naked, bending over and showing everything on the video. And all you could see was cellulite hanging. And this is a disgrace and a shame that this is the type of educator and teacher that is in the classroom. And she made multiple videos. This woman obviously had lost her damn mind. She needs psychotropic medication. She pulls out her breasts and she's juggling them. Look like she's about to fall over. Then she bends over and spreads her cheeks. I'm not lying. I'm telling you what's on the video. This is madness. This woman should never, ever be allowed to be an educator. This woman should never be allowed to work around children ever again.
Bam!
Wow, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, let's back up for just a second.
Back it up, boo.
Who was that giving that graphic description?
Yeah, you know, that's, I'm like, that doesn't sound like just a regular press conference, does
it? First of all, he sounded like he was preaching to somebody.
Yeah!
And I don't know why I thought initially you said it was like the principal or something of the school is what I thought. Is it not?
I don't think it's the principal.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Because he sounds like he watched that thing on loop. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot happening
here.
And then
she bent over. And then she showed her. Whoa.
There's a lot going on here that pretty much just makes you scratch your head a little on this whole story.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's definitely out and about. And people are like, what the heck is all this about?
She did all of those things you said on school, like in the library or something, or in the or in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
We don't know where, but it happened on school grounds.
It did happen.
Okay.
On school grounds.
Whoa.
So
she's doing some stuff. You know,
so not good,
not cool. He was like, she should never be allowed to teach children again.
Of course not. It's like
clearly she's got.
She probably needs to get rid of all her socials at this point.
Another
career
path that she's choosing.
Maybe that's the route she needs to go.
And
but you know,
good for her on that front. But otherwise, a classroom of third graders. They don't need to be anywhere near that.
Rebecca in the morning, B93.
Yeah, so today is Happy National Egg Day.
Oh, eggs.
Glorious egg.
Thank you.
Yeah, so do what you want with your egg day today. If you weren't sure what to make for breakfast, it should be a no-brainer today.
Little huevitos.
Ah, those huevos. A recent poll found out our favorite way to eat them is...
Please do give scrambled.
Scrambled is, yes.
Okay.
The number one way. It's not even close. 45% said scrambled, 24% said fried. Hard-boiled is real low, but it's next at 8%.
That's my jam.
You like that?
Yeah, more often than not. And I ate them yesterday.
And then these other kind that you're just like, wow, I don't know if I've ever had that in a while. Poached. When's the last time you had a poached egg?
I don't think ever.
Yeah. Soft-boiled round is an option, which I don't even know what that is.
Soft-boiled round?
Yeah. And I'm like,
ooh, not me going home today trying to figure out if I could pull that one off.
What is a soft-boiled
round?
I've
never heard of it.
Yeah. Only 6% of Americans say they never eat eggs. How about that? You know some peeps who are just like, nah, I'm not an egg eater.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know a couple of people in my circle who are like, I don't like eggs.
Yeah.
Wow.
So other stuff about eggs. How do you crack an egg? On the edge of a bowl or on a flat surface?
Both.
63% said the number one way is the edge. Edge of something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just the edge of whatever.
Well, if you're scrambling them or whatever, you're making them for breakfast, you crack them on the bowl that you're about to put them in.
26% said flat surface. Wow. 11% said other way, whatever that is. Not sure.
On your head?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so yeah, white eggs or brown eggs?
Oh, white, hands down.
67% say white. But brown has been going up in years of late.
Probably since, like, pandemic.
Yeah. And 13% said it doesn't matter. just, I mean, you're cracking it. The eggs inside look the same no matter what.
So remind me, because you and I have not eaten that many eggs in the morning together. I really don't know how you like yours.
I know,
say how I like mine all the time.
Okay, well, this is good. This is good. I like this. Well, what do you think?
I would say...
If you're there and I'm in the bathroom and you're ordering for me, and well, how does he want his eggs, ma'am?
I think I would definitely say... what do you call him? Not sunny side up. And not scrambled. What is the other one called? Over easy.
Over easy.
Sorry, couldn't think of the words. Okay, over easy is what I would order for you. Is that correct? Because I'm picturing you...
Yes. You would be correct.
Yay!
I do like them over easy. I like the yolk.
Yeah.
I like the yolk. So I can even do sunny side up.
You could do sunny side up?
I could do sunny side up.
Okay.
As long as the yolk's intact.
I just didn't think that would be your, like, first choice.
Right. And I know for you, it's scrambled.
It's scrambled, but like I said, more so, you know what's getting to me as
like
I get older?
Mm.
I can't stand the smell.
Really?
So as I'm eating scrambled eggs, I can smell them. I'm like, ugh.
So you're starting to get that as you get older.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really don't eat a lot of scrambled eggs anymore like I used to.
You don't like the smell of Wevels, huh?
I don't care for the smell of Wevels in my face. And
I got
you.
Wow.
There you go. I'm like,
It is National Egg Day. Wow. Okay.
All I eat's Godman, and ain't no snitching in the sisterhood of sucias.
Why would I help out somebody that hates my friends?
So if my husband or boss calls you, you better back me up, okay? Sisters, we're sisters.
Why would I do
because
that? I don't know you.
As women, we need to stick together, especially when lying to men. Next on your world's famous Godman's
Free.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Carmen?
Wow.
Today she's lying about running a marathon. She really didn't.
Oh, wow. We talked about this the other day.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hola, my name is Scottiman. Can I please speak to... I work with... And she told me that you just ran a marathon this past week?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good, because I kind of told my boss that I missed work last Wednesday to run a marathon, but really, I had a marathon drinking session with my boyfriend's uncle behind my husband's back. And furthermore, I don't run unless being chased by police or police dogs.
What?
So my boss is getting a little suspicious, so I'm going to need you to vouch for me, and if he calls you, tell him that I was with you running the marathon.
Why would I do that?
And if you have any photos that I could maybe Photoshop my face on.
I don't know you.
And that thing that you wear on your chest. And no, not the Band-Aids.
Yeah, but I don't.
And if my husband calls you and asks you if I was with you last Wednesday, just tell him yes.
Why would you give him, like, don't give him my number or anything.
Oh, I already did. He might be calling you later.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Scottiman. I believe we were disconnected.
Why are you asking this? Like, can't you...
Because
can't
my husband...
Like,
no. My husband won't believe that I was with because he knows I hate her.
Please. Well, why would I help out somebody that hates my friend?
Because, you know, she don't like you neither.
I'm sorry.
Listen, if my husband or boss calls you, you better back me up, okay? Sisters, we're sisters.
Why would I do
because
that? I don't know you.
As women, we need to stick together, especially when lying to men.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Alejandro. Is this Kelly?
Yeah.
I was told by my wife Carmen that you were together last Wednesday. Running a marathon.
I wasn't with her, okay? I don't know her. I don't know who she is. She's lying to you, so get your together.
Why are you lying? What? Stupid.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop. B93.
Somebody,
you're back.
studio audience of one. Love it. All right, who's having a big old birthday on, what is it, Monday, June the 3rd?
We are in June, folks, halfway through the year.
This is true.
Believe it or not.
It is a done deal.
Wow.
June is here.
Who's
summer
having
here?
A big birthday? Yeah, you ain't kidding. Naira, my friend Naira Montoya is having a big birthday today. Happy birthday, chica. Love you. Hope you have a great day.
Nice birthday.
Awesome, awesome.
Celebrity-wise, Rafael Nadal, 38 years old, tennis guy, yeah?
Love him, too.
Yeah. Having a big old birthday. Anderson Cooper is 57 years old today.
Probably, arguably, okay, Maria Menounos, maybe Fran Drescher, and Anderson Cooper have the craziest laughs you've ever heard in your life. If you do not know what how Anderson Cooper sounds when he laughs, Google it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Anderson Cooper laugh. You'll be like, you've got to be kidding me, right?
He's got the crazy laugh.
Is that some kind of crazy bird?
Oh, my gosh.
Nope, it's his laugh.
We'll have to find it. There you go. So there are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday.
Big birthday shouts to you.
You and yours. All right. Shall we spin the morning, Gable?
Let's go. Let's go.
Charlie, spin the wheel.
All right. Let's do it. It's spinning on this Monday morning. The wheel is spinning. Yes, it is. And it's landing on what this morning?
It's landed on the match game.
Nice.
Can you match the word to be a winner? We got some dominoes up for grabs. Plus, on this free movie Monday, we'll throw in some passes to Synergy.
Ee, nice.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right. Dial it up at 563.
Double 93.
Caller 9. 93. B93, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Who is this? Oh, sorry.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, what's your name?
Okay, there you are.
There you go. What's your name?
Cisco.
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 All right, Cisco. We're going to play the match game. I'm going to give you a Rebecca word. If you can match it, you'll be a winner, okay? So don't hang up, okay?
All right.
Are you ready, Rebecca?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Wash blank.
Oh, my gosh.
Wash blank.
I want to say the first thing that came to my mind, but I think you're going to aye-aye me.
I would never ayah you, Rebecca.
You do on the daily.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Okay. Can I say it?
Yes.
Promise you won't ayah.
I won't give you an ayah.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I won't.
Okay. Washing machine.
Ayah.
You aren't you supposed to say the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, yeah,
but I know I really wasn't supposed to go that route, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed to put the ing in there.
Well, I did, so
okay.
Maybe Cisco Cisco will have done some laundry over the weekend like I did. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Or maybe he'll just say wash machine. Doesn't sound right, but
you need
to
stop.
All right, let's see what's up. All right, Cisco, you there?
Yes.
All right, here you go. Here's your word. Match Rebecca's, you'll be a winner. Here we go. Wash blank. Wash blank.
Washboard?
Washboard!
Yeah, I thought about that right this second,
yeah.
Right before you said it. Like washboard abs or something.
Washboard abs, yeah.
Dang it. All right.
Was it a match, Rebecca?
Was it a match? No, it was not. Because, Cisco, I said the first thing that came to my mind, and Leo thinks it's a dumb answer.
I did not say that.
Yeah, aye, aye is the same thing. Aye, aye is the same thing. Okay, Cisco, let me tell you if you think I'm crazy. I said washing machine. Great silence. Are you happy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's not
wash and washing are two different things.
There you go.
Oh, well, now you're judging me. Okay.
All right.
It's Monday.
Wow.
I haven't had a full cup of coffee, and both of you want to clown me. It's good.
Washboard, washcloth. Maybe a washcloth. Washroom. Go to the washroom.
Oh, I should have said that instead. What else?
Washtub.
Washtub. Hey, you're lucky I didn't say Washington. I mean, I'm serious. That's where my mind was this morning. That's where my mind was.
Rebecca was in two sentences this morning.
Thank
it's all
you.
Good. It's
wow.
all good.
Okay.
I was going to say wash your ass. I mean, you know.
No, hombre. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's all in fun. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. Plus, we're going to throw in some passes to Synergy. Congrats. Tell us what station just hooked it up.
B93.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Make grocery shop.
That's 4-3-2 wake up right there. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Kristen, thanks for joining us this morning. Do you have any news from Claire?
No, not until you call her. thanks for helping a guy out.
He's like, I got no news.
Yes. Sometimes no news is good news, though, so there you go.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. What can you tell us about Claire?
I mean, she's great. Her profile said she was brutally honest. So I was a little worried that she might be like blunt or rude, but she's super cool and straightforward.
Wow.
Okay. So no mind games, right? That's a plus.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, she's straightforward. So how did the date go?
We met for dinner at a place near hers. The vibe was good.
Hey. Were there any hiccups during the date? Kind of awkward moments? Anything you can think of?
Neither of us had hiccups.
I'm not talking about.
I once went on a date and she hiccuped. All she did was hiccup throughout the entire date. I was like, drink some water. Ooh. Or do I need to scare you?
I meant figuratively, not literally hiccups.
No, yeah. No figurative ones either. No, she was great.
Cool.
Right off the bat, she suggested we have a contest. And so we both described her as the worst day we ever had.
The worst day you ever had? So who won?
I did. Years ago, my ex dumped me over dinner. And when I got home, my dog ran out the front door. And while I was out looking for him, someone walked in my place and stole my TV and a bunch of video games.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
Let's just talk
about
that.
That's like some movie stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that kind of thing literally only happened in the movies. That's a lot in one evening.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yes, there was.
You had the worst date. So you pretty much took that contest, huh?
Yeah. Since I won, she bought the first round.
Oh, very cool. So is there anything else that you can think of to throw out that we should know?
No, I'm just like super surprised that I haven't heard from her.
No, I gotcha.
Yeah, we seemed like a great fit.
All right, well, let's see why it wasn't a great fit. Let's give her a call. We're going to do that next, so hang tight, okay?
Yeah, don't go anywhere. You'll be able to hear everything, all right?
Great, sounds good.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello.
Hello. Are we talking to Claire?
Yes. Why do I have the feeling you want my mother's maiden name and my social security number?
Well,
wow.
Because there's a potential that we are scammers or telemarketers. And that's why I talk like that on purpose.
Hello. I'm glad that you're so cautious. I love that.
Yeah, seriously, girl. What's up? It's Leona Beck at B93 Morning Show. We wanted to check in with you about your dating life.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to us on the air for a couple of minutes?
This is wild. Did you use my number, like find it from a random number generator or something?
Oh, no.
No, not at all. Well,
actually, somebody very close to you, at least close to you for half a second the other day, gave us your number.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Christian?
Yeah.
Well,
He thought you guys hit it off. And we want to know if you felt the same way.
We did. I guess I probably should have just texted him right person, wrong time or something like that.
Oh, right person, wrong time. What do you mean? Did you reconnect with an old flame or something since you went out with Christian?
No. Just Christian is like, he's like way too shredded for me.
He's
too shredded as in he's in really good shape? Like ripped?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was
like,
a thing.
I mean, I like a guy with a few extra pounds, like cuddly like a teddy bear, maybe padded up even better. But Christian is built like a superhero. He's like a square Superman. It's a huge turnoff.
Wow.
I cannot believe that I'm hearing this.
Seriously.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, he's on.
I mean, right. I don't know what to tell you. I like what I like.
So, okay, hang on.
Yeah,
Claire,
no, this is too much.
Just, I need clarification. I don't know about you, but Leo, but that was Christian, obviously, that you heard. Maybe you two can kind of sort this out, because I'm not understanding this at all.
Yeah, Claire, I'm like shocked. That's, I mean, yeah, it's true that I like hit the gym. I started back in March, right? And now I feel like $1 million. So.
And that's awesome. Like, honestly, heck yeah, good for you. But I'm assuming your profile pictures are from February, because that guy is right up my alley.
Wow. I mean, no, I did my picture in March when I was just a few pounds down. It was just like one of the first couple of days. But I guess I'm like a new person since then, you know.
Sweet. I mean, congrats on the new you. I guess call me if you go back to your old ways.
Wait. Wow. Call me if you put on a few pounds again.
I've never heard this.
And stop going to the gym, so, basically, is what you're saying. This
Claire,
is crazy.
You honestly have a problem because he's a beefcake.
A good way to put it.
Yeah, that is a way to put it.
And you rather have tres leches, which, hello, I'm here. I mean, what the heck? I don't get it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I don't.
He's too. He looks too much like Superman. Really?
I mean, I'm just saying, Christian, in your defense, you're the kind of guy that would catch my eye at a restaurant, bar, whatever. Claire is like, not so much. Move on. Move along.
I mean, he's definitely like a specimen to look at, but when I want to hug something, I don't want to hug a rock. I want to hug like something cuddly.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm ready to hug the rock all day. I'm telling you right now, girl. Christian, come over here.
Stop it, Rebecca.
We'll give you a pizza. Let me just give you a little huggy hug, and then we move on.
Now Rebecca wants pics.
I'm curious. Thank you. Let me see your February, your March, and even your May pictures.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. And you know what? Here's the thing. You don't lose either way, bro. Obviously, she thinks you got an awesome bod. You're all flexed out and everything. And so, you know, it's just not for her. But to me, you don't. I mean, you got the compliments all around, so.
Keep doing you. Don't skip leg day. Claire, Mr. Wright, Mr. Chon Cheese, whatever, will come along and you'll be good, girl.
Trust.
Can't wait.
Great.
Love it.
I mean, she wanted the profile pic that looked like me. Great. That's great. I got plenty of loja for this one. Hey, thank you all so much, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
wow. That's insane. Yeah, boy. All right, time for another edition of It Went
Viral.
Sometimes these things go viral, and there's a reason why they went viral.
Thank you. Well, this one's going viral for a very good reason. There is a new Alexander Wang social media campaign. And let me tell you, Leo, Alexander Wang, you're probably definitely not familiar with, is a very famous designer.
Ah.
Yes, yes, yes. Designer of clothing and handbags and things like that. And that's exactly what his new campaign is. It is a black studded purse. And it's something that all the celebrities want to get their hands on, of course, because, you know, his stuff's pretty expensive. So what he did was he used four of the most famous women in America for this ad. He used Ariana Grande. Oh, this is wonderful. Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Kylie Jenner. And so it's like, oh, okay, cool. Very cool. So he's using this, except that when he posted it on social media, on TikTok and on Instagram, the thing is that people are like, wait a minute, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Kylie Jenner, and Beyonce, that don't look like these chicas. A lot of people were saying, oh, that's cute, a dupe Ariana Grande. Oh, yeah, that's cute. A lot of people were saying these are fakes, they're lookalikes, and that's exactly what they are. Yes, indeed. So a lot of people are saying, okay, so you're trying to pull one off on us, and, you know, these are all fakes. What's going on with this? Some people are coming at these impersonators because that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, I mean,
they are impersonators who were hired. And it's funny because on the socials, he posted hashtag 100% authentic.
Oh, sure.
Which they absolutely are not. And it is hilarious because it's gone viral. A lot of people are saying, why would you even do this? So the thing is, Taylor Swift and Beyonce in the past have actually acknowledged their lookalikes because these four ladies do perform as impersonators.
Like they've done it before. They've been like a legend show where they look like them. So they've done this before.
Yeah, absolutely. Except that this is the first time that, you know, a famous designer has actually tried to grab them as, you know. I want to show you a photo, if you'll pull it up. Alexander Wang impersonators. Okay, so check it out. I want you to tell me who, if you believe that that looks like Beyonce, and if you believe the other one looks like Taylor Swift.
Beyonce, no. Taylor, maybe.
Okay. Who does Beyonce look like to you, the impersonator?
Oh, gosh.
Looks like her sister Solange.
Maybe more Solange, yeah.
I mean, if I saw the Alexander Wang ad, I would be like, wow, that ain't Beyonce. That's actually her sister Solange. But yeah, a lot of people are calling out this, you know, celebrity for using a luxury bag and using the impersonators, going, nah, you tried to pull one off on us. And, you know, they're thinking maybe the actual celebrities might try to sue Alexander Wang and say, oh, really? You know, you're trying to use an impersonator of our likeness to sell your handbags? No, you should have just hired us and paid us the millions.
Well, I mean, that's why he went that route, because he can't afford them.
Thank you. Exactly.
But you think he could afford them? Come on.
You would think he could. And, you know, a lot of people really do use. Okay, so let me show you the Ariana Grande impersonator. She looks
good.
She looks like her.
Yeah, she looks like Ariana.
So if you would have seen these four at a glance, would you have for half a second thought it really was the real thing?
I would be like, okay, there they are.
Yeah, I would have. Okay, cool.
Not mad. Close enough. I mean,
yeah, definitely. So yeah, this has definitely gone viral, this ad campaign for.
It's the wish version of the celebrities. That's what these are. It's the wish version.
Timu version.
Yes.
Of these.
This is, you know, not quite the originals, but okay.
Hey, a little bit of props, though, to Alexander Wang for, you know, finding a loophole and going, okay, I can't afford all four of these celebrities.
Props to him. He's us. He's like, look, I can't afford them, but I could do a side hustle here and we'll make it work.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'll grab the lookalikes and see how many handbags I can sell.
Trust, at the end of the day, even the rich people are on a budget.
Thank you.